Can you define the digital divide?
The digital divide is the gap between countries that relates to technology and how advanced it is in each place. There are some places around the world that have the newest technology, however, there are others that have the very basic forms.
What benefits has technology brought us?
Technology has brought us many benefits, including educational, in which schools can now do a lot more of their curriculum online, as well as many revision websites that can help a lot of students. Other benefits include social, because there's now a countless number of things you can do on the internet that would class as this, from online games to watching films online. There are also social networks like Facebook in which you can communicate with your friends.
What are the factors that create the digital divide?
In the more developed countries, the primary motive for the use of ICT is economic. It is seen as more productive to use ICT in every working situation instead of hiring expensive staff. This is, however, reversed in developing nations where they do not have the money to buy the ICT equipment in the first place. So for them, hiring people on very little wages will be the cheapest option.
What are the factors that affect the digital divide?
There will be educational, in which schools with more money can afford better technology and will have more access to educational online facilities than schools with very little money. This would relate to geographical factors, where if you live in a certain area or country that does not have the latest technology, then you would not be learning as much as countries with a lot of money who buy up all the new equipment. Another factor would be government support. If the government in one country is stronger and has more money, they can offer more financial support than governments in countries that do not have collected funds to use on the public. Economic factors are probably the main ones. These will include how much each country can spend on technology and ICT resources. This then leads on to what they can benefit from it and what they can afford to purchase.